of the International Secret Police.
Hello.
Secret police leave their big plane in the jungle near Lake Kivu and plan to go the rest of the distance on foot so that the octopus will not hear their approach. On the way, Carlos tells Speed of the native superstition about the Nandi bear, half man and half gorilla. The boys are not aware that the octopus, knowing of their coming, has sent native warriors disguised as gorillas to capture the secret police and bring them to his headquarters as the first human victims of his death ray machine. Barney is forced to stop along the trail to fix a sock that is bothering him. While he is alone with Lucky the dog, one of the gorilla guards approaches him, and when Barney raises his gun to shoot, the man cries out for mercy. Thinking he is facing a Nandi bear, Barney shouts for help.
Help! 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 Please! Please! Help! Help!
What's wrong with you, Barney?
We heard you yelling for help. Quiet, Lucky, stop it.
Well, it's a Nandi bear, I tell you. He was coming after me. And when I raised my gun, he asked me not to shoot him.
Nandi bear, where?
He's right over... Well, he was right over there.
You think Barney has a touch of fever, Carlos?
Sounds like it to me, man.
I tell you, he was there. Ask Lucky. He went after him.
You expect Lucky to talk, too?
Yeah, he might... No. No, but he bit him, Clint. Don't stand there looking at me like I have bats in my belfry. It's true, I tell you.
But, Barney, there's no such thing as a Nandi bear.
Don't tell me, kid. I saw and talked to one. Just go over to where he was standing. I bet you'll see his tracks.
Oh, all right. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We have better proof than that, I think. Come here, Lucky. Come here, boy. Come here, boy. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold still, boy. Hold still. I see. Now, I'll examine your mouth.
Find anything, Clint?
Wait a minute. Yeah. There's some hairs, all right.
Ah, what'd I tell you? No such thing as a Nandi bear, huh?
Oh, pipe down, Barney. What do you make of this hair, Carlos?
Looks like gorilla hairs to me.
Gorilla? Then that's what you saw, Barney.
All right, wise guy. So I saw him. But I heard him, too. Don't forget that. And since when do gorillas talk?
That's right, Clint.
Oh, Barney was so excited he didn't know what he was hearing.
Yeah, I wasn't excited. I wasn't too excited to shoot my .475 until he yelled to me not to shoot him. That was too much for me.
You know, Clint, if Lucky had attacked a real gorilla, I'm afraid Barney would not be here now. At least, he wouldn't be able to talk. The gorilla would have become so enraged he would have attacked Barney instantly. And if he was standing right over there, as Barney said...
That's right.
Well, no gun would have stopped him. His momentum alone would have carried him to Barney.
Uh-huh, I see. Let's go over to the spot where Barney said he stood.
I was just lacing up my boot when Lucky starts growling. And next thing I knew, this Nandi bear was standing there looking at me. Real human-like.
Yeah, all right, now. Let's see. Is this the place where you saw him, Barney?
Yeah, he popped out of this bunch of elephant grass.
Hey, look, Clint. You can see where something came through that grass. Made a sort of path. Shall we follow it?
No.
What? You ain't going to see what made that path?
No, Barney. We've got a bigger job to do. Capture the octopus. We mustn't let anything hold us up.
Do you really think it was a Nandi bear, Clint?
I don't know what it was, Speed, but I do know we mustn't lose any time in reaching Lake Kivu. The longer we're on the trail, the more risk we run.
See, that be right.
Yeah, but what about him talking to me?
Your boots laced up now, Barney.
Well, sure, but...
Then there's no reason for you to fall behind us again. Keep up with us and stay out of trouble.
Yeah, that's what you think. If there's one Nandy Bear, there's more. And if we have to camp in the jungle tonight, there's no telling what'll happen.
Well, you'll have to make jungle camp, all right. It's late afternoon now. But don't you worry, Grandma. We'll protect you from the Nandy Bear.
Okay. But just wait till one grabs you. Then you'll be sorry you didn't listen.
The gorillas are uneasy tonight, Master Octopus.
The moon is full. Don't they always roam the jungle on such nights?
Yes, but your experiments on them with the death ray has struck terror to their hearts.
You mean to tell me that all the gorillas know of my death ray, Zabu? It's fantastic.
No, Master. They speak with one another, as we do. They, too, have means of communication. I am uneasy.
Why? Tonight, the secret police will be captured by my gorilla guards and brought here to Lake Kivu. As prisoners.
It is not so much the secret police I fear now, Master, as the gorillas. They may revolt.
Revolt? Do you believe the black superstitions too, Zabul?
I have seen many unbelievable things here in Africa, Master. And the gorilla is very like man.
Bah, I fear neither man nor beast. I am master of them both. Let the gorillas revolt. I'll give them another taste of my death ray. That will gentle them. As for the secret police, I shall experiment on them with my death ray tomorrow. How I am looking forward to that.
You are sure our men will capture them, Master?
Yes, Zabul. Because I have told them that if they did not capture the secret police, I would put them in the cage with Gambu.
The giant gorilla we captured for you to study?
Yes.
But he hates it. Hates you for torturing him. He will kill anyone who is put in his cage.
Yes, Zabul. That is why my gorilla guards will not fail to capture the secret police. Bullets will not stop them when they know that Gambu is awaiting them.
Hey, listen to them gorillas barking. Plenty of them out tonight.
Yeah. Is that what you heard this afternoon, Bonnie?
Clint, I tell you, as sure as I'm sitting here, that animal talked to me. Whether you believe it or not, he did.
All right.
I think we better turn in and get some sleep now. I want to be ready for the octopus tomorrow.
Yeah, very well. Who takes the first watch, Clint?
Let me, Clint. I'm not a bit sleepy. Too excited, I guess.
Steve, you'd go off to sleep the minute you hit the pillow.
No, I wouldn't, honest. Not hearing those gorillas and things. You and Barney and Carlos need to sleep more than I do, Clint. Let me take the first watch. I'll wake you up for the next one if you want.
Yeah. Okay, then. You and Barney turn in, Carlos. I'll stay up a little while with Steve. I want to set things out for tomorrow.
All right, fella. You sure don't have to coax me to go to sleep. Come on, Carlos. Let's turn in.
Carlos, if you want any help, see?
Okay, Carlos. And don't dream about Nandy Bears, Barney.
Don't have to, kid. When I can see and talk to him.
Barney still thinks that was a real Nandy Bear he saw. What do you think, Clint?
I don't know exactly, Steve. What Carlos said was right. If it was an ordinary gorilla, and Lucky had bitten him, he would have attacked Barney immediately.
And what do you think it was?
I don't know. I don't give much credence to the Nandy Bear superstition, Steve. But we're up against something mysterious, all right. Mysterious and dangerous.
There's plenty that's mysterious in Africa. I like it, but I hope we can capture the octopus tomorrow and leave here. Too creepy for me. Hey, that's close. Almost sounds like a signal of some sort.
Yes, we should be able to see that gorilla. The moon is so bright. He's probably watching us from some shadow.
Hey, you think he'd come into camp?
No, Steve. Just curious.
Hey, something's moving in the brush, and it sounds close.
Yes, I...
Clint, look, there's a gorilla. He's walking toward us.
No, Steve, don't move.
But look, there's another beside the tent.
That's bad. We've got to get Carlos and Bonnie.
Don't move. We shoot.
Hey, that one's talking. He's got a gun in his hand.
Please, come over here beside me.
Don't move. We shoot, boy, if you do.
Not if I can shoot you first. Carlos, Bonnie, and attack.
Thank you. Thank you.